Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You'll love us, Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah.
What's good?
You know how they say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Well, this is a beautiful case of that, in my opinion, because there's an 8-year-old. His name is Robbie Gay from Florida. He lived in the foster care system. And sadly, this makes me sad, while he was in it, he was abused so badly that he was actually hospitalized 2 different times with brain injuries. But it turned around for him because 2 years ago, Robbie got adopted by a couple named Maria and Charles, and he was adjusting well, you know, new situation, so happy to be adopted. But there was one thing that the couple thought was a bit off. Robbie had never cried before in their presence. And they thought, oh man, maybe it was because of his past, or he's just so strong that he just kind of like closes off all the emotions. But then something happened. Their oldest dog in the family had to be put down because it was old and, you know, sick. And so they brought it to the vet. And Robbie was there when the vet put the dog down. And for the first time ever, he let it all out. He just cried and cried and cried. And I think this was a turning point for Robbie, because it was at that moment that he decided that he's now going to dedicate. He's only 8 years old, by the way, but so mature. He now wants to dedicate his life to helping other dogs, but not just any dogs. He wants the old ones. He wants the ones that nobody wants because they've been abused, or because they're old and scraggly and kind of ugly sometimes. But listen to him talk about it. He's just so sweet.
There's something about old dogs but I just like.
Do you see yourself in these dogs?
Yes, sir. Because people don't want older people and older dogs. They only want babies and puppies.
Oh, but this is the thing. Robbie, he says when he gets older, he wants to adopt older foster children himself. But until then, he's vowed to adopt as many old dogs as parents will let him. How many do you think the family has so far?
3.
More.
4.
More.
6.
Yes. They have. Yes. 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 That's almost Miranda Lambert adoption status right there. But recently,
as long as you don't get into Sarah McLachlan character.
Oh my gosh. Well, he recently adopted a lame snaggletooth Shih Tzu named Molly. Molly's owner had to go into assisted living, and now Robbie has Molly sleeping in a doggy bed right next to his bed at night. So there's nothing like a good underdog story. That's your feel good for today.
You had to end it with that line, didn't you?
The little underdog.
It was a great thing up until then.
Oh, come on now.
Ugh.
He's sweet.